This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Alan Dunbar is a minister friend of ours from Canada. He grew up in the east coast of Canada. Alan Dunbar happened to fly on the Friday after September 11th. Now, remember, September 11th, 2001 was on a Tuesday. Flights were canceled that day, of course, and then for Wednesday and Thursday. And it wasn't until Friday, I believe, if my memory's correct, that flights resumed. Alan Dunbar happened to be at the Dallas airport on Friday to fly from Dallas to Seattle, Washington. He said people were literally shaking as they got on the plane because people didn't know what was going to happen on the Friday after. People were nervous. People were looking down. People weren't talking to one another. He said it was deathly quiet on the plane. Alan Dunbar opened up his briefcase on his lap, and the woman next to him saw that there was a Bible in his briefcase, and she said, "Are you a minister?" And he said, "Yes, I am." And she said, right out of the blue, she said, "Would you mind praying that we'll have a safe flight?" Alan Dunbar is one of the most unshy people I've ever met in my life. He doesn't know a stranger. So Alan Dunbar said, "Yeah, I'll pray." And he stood up and turned around to the whole crowd. They were sitting near the front, and he said, "Anybody feel like praying?" And he said, hands went up all over the aircraft, this United flight. And so Alan said, "If you want to join me in prayer, I'm going to pray." And so most people bowed their heads as Alan Dunbar prayed a prayer of protection for the people. Now, that's not the end of the story. Alan Dunbar said the reason that people were shaking and so nervous, he thought, was because a minute before he prayed, the pilot came on the intercom system of the airplane, and here's what he said. This is powerful. He said, "Folks, we've gone through a terrible tragedy this week in our country." He said, "I don't have to describe it to you. You know what I'm talking about." And then the pilot said this, "Folks, if you see anyone attempt to storm this cockpit and gain access to this cockpit, you have my permission to do whatever it takes, including killing that person, to stop him from getting into this cockpit." And people looked at one another like, "It's up to us? We're the ones that have got to stop this from happening." And he said it was the longest flight in his life, from Dallas, Texas to Seattle, as people literally were shaking in their boots, so to speak, of nervousness. Folks, Satan has been in the business of hijacking the truth since day one. Doubleday Dictionary has an interesting definition of the word hijack. It's different than Webster's. It's different than other dictionaries I have. Doubleday Dictionary says to hijack means to seize control of something for the purpose of diverting it to a new destination. Listen to that again. To hijack something is to seize control of an airplane, a car, a bus, whatever, to divert its travel to a new direction, a new destination. Satan has been in the business of hijacking the truth by getting you to say, "You don't want to believe Matthew and Mark and Luke and John. Why would you want to believe that? Believe the Gospel of Judas, written a couple hundred years later. Believe a man or a gospel that was written by someone who said the real hero is the man who betrayed Christ. Read the Da Vinci Code. That's where the truth is." And Satan, I honestly believe this. I know it sounds melodramatic to some of you, but Satan is in the business of hijacking the truth to get you to believe, to get me to believe that the truth is anything but what I just read in 1 Corinthians 15, that Christ died, he was buried, and on the third day, he rose again. And Paul said two things about it. He said, "This is what you stand on. This is what you hold on to." What can you honestly say that you stand on for your life that, you know, is the foundation of your life?
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.